Care from NAPSA has officially launched. You can now access your account and NAPSA services in a smarter, faster, and more secure way. Visit icare.napsa.co.za and take full control of your NAPSA account. Whether you want to register your company or your employees, submit NAPSA returns or pay contributions, or you want to register yourself as a member, update your details, or simply check your account status, iCare has got you covered with convenience and reliability. Experience the future of social security today. iCare from NAPSA. Secure your future.
Welcome to NAPSA iCare.
The Power FM Lifetime News is brought to you by the National Pension Scheme Authority, NAPSA.
Bringing you hot off the press news from Lusaka, Arkabwe, Livingstone, and Copperbelt News Bureau. The Power FM News.
The Center for Environment Justice, CEJ, welcomes the establishment of the Specialized Environmental Crimes Department by the National Prosecution Authority, NPA. Patriotic Front PF presidential candidate Clifford Monde says he's ready to succeed ECL as Patriotic Front president. Unknown number of people trapped after a 16-story building under construction in Nairobi collapses in international news. And in sports news, Morocco fans are optimistic about AFCON win, but are worried of facing Egypt in the final.
And now, the Power FM News.
At front and reliable news every day, I am Grace Wanji. The Center for Environment Justice, CEJ, has welcomed the establishment of the Specialized Environmental Crimes Department by the National Prosecution Authority, NPA. CEJ Executive Director Maggie Mapalo Mwape described it as a timely and strategic step in strengthening the fight against environmental crimes in Zambia. She noted that the move demonstrates a growing national recognition of seriousness of environmental offenses and the need for dedicated mechanisms to address them. Ms. Mwape emphasized that the new department will help ensure that cases of environmental pollution and degradation are no longer overlooked, and that affected communities can begin to access justice and redress. She reaffirmed CEJ's commitment to working closely with NPA and other key stakeholders to support the operationalization of the department, including through public awareness and community engagement on environmental rights and reporting mechanisms. Ms. Mwape further recalled that since 2020, CEJ has been advocating for establishment of an environmental court to enhance access to justice in environmental matters.
The Center for Environment Justice, we welcome the establishment of the Specialized Environmental Crimes Department by the National Prosecution Authority. We must mention that this is a timely and strategic move that strengthens Zambia's commitment to environmental protection and justice. Since 2020, CEJ has been advocating for the creation of an environmental court. In 2023 and 2024, we held a national consultative dialogue to advance this cause. We commend the judiciary for its insights and reaffirm our commitment to working with the NPA and all the stakeholders. We will ensure that environmental crimes are addressed and communities are empowered.
Patriotic Front PF presidential candidate Clifford Monde says he's prepared for the party convention, which will elect a successor to late party president Edgar Chagwalungu. In an interview with Power FM News in Lusaka, Mr. Monde reaffirmed his commitment to national service, promising to restore hope, unity and prosperity if elected. He explained that he has reflected and is offering himself for the presidential position, which he believes requires seriousness. He also revealed that he has visited more than 80 districts to speak with party officials who will be a part of the electoral college at the upcoming party convention. He has so far expressed satisfaction with the results of his district tour. In the meantime, he has called for harmony and peace prior to, during and following the convention, adding that the former ruling party should come out stronger following this significant undertaking. Mr. Monde has therefore called on all PF presidential contenders to accept the General Assembly's decision.
Geared for this election, I'm not just seated in one place or in Lusaka or at home over this matter, because it is a serious task. It's an assignment that requires seriousness. I want also to make mention that I've been to more than 80 districts so far of the 116 to meet delegates. I'm so excited with the response that the our delegates, those that are going to participate in this election, have given me. And I wish to also state that the final decision shall be made by the convention, and that I want to ask the other contestants, my colleagues that are running on this position, that any one of us that is going to win this election, we must be able to support. Otherwise, so far so good, and I think that we expect serious unity and not breaking at the end of this process.
In the spirit of love and forgiveness, opposition Democratic Union leader Akim Anthony Njovu is calling for mercy and reconciliation, appealing to President Hakainde Hichilema to pardon the 34 Tchingola youths involved in the Tiwa Impala incident last year. Mr. Njovu has also urged for a ceasefire against Archbishop Alik Banda, who is currently facing scrutiny from the Drug Enforcement Commission DEC for money laundering allegations. Mr. Njovu's appeal aligns with President Hichilema's New Year's message of unity, love and dialogue, and that his message remains crucial considering last year's events, which seemingly triggered tension and divisions in the country. The opposition leader says the Tiwa Impala incident was a community issue that escalated due to unresolved tensions. The 34 youths of Tiwa Impala are accused of committing several crimes, including terrorism, endangering lives, damaging property, and instilling fear in the public to prevent them from attending a public address by the government. These changes stem from a riot that occurred on November 8, 2025, when President Hichilema visited the gutted Tiwa Impala market in Tchingola. The youths allegedly threw stones at the president while the head of state was addressing a public gathering, the development that disrupted his address. Meanwhile, Mr. Njovu has also called for a ceasefire against Catholic Bishop Alik Banda, emphasizing that Archbishop Banda's situation is sparking debate, with some section of society viewing it as a test of the government's commitment to justice, while others as a potential intimidation tactic ahead of the 2026 elections. In a related development, the Southern African Center for the Constructive Resolution of Disputes, SACCOT, has called on politicians to avoid issuing political statements on the summoning of Archbishop Banda by the Drug Enforcement Commission, warning that if the situation is left unchecked, it could trigger political tension in the country. SACCOT Executive Director Atham Yunda has observed that the summoning of the Archbishop is a sensitive matter, that it should be handled with care. He, however, called on the Drug Enforcement Commission to conduct the investigations without political bias or influence, emphasizing that any shortfall in this regard will be a clear demonstration of justice.
Zambia is a democracy where everyone who is suspected to have committed an offense are brought before the courts to justify themselves, and also to vindicate themselves. So the courts are used as a way of people vindicating themselves or being found guilty. So there could have been a way of engaging Bishop Banda. But if Bishop Banda committed an offense, there is nowhere where it is said that some people of this standard cannot be summoned for investigation. We have seen in the world some bishops who have been arrested because of different forms of offenses. What we think is that there is no need for public outcry, because the only thing is we would advise the investigation, irrespective of which is taken, without summoning him. Yep. The objective and to apply a justice process as compared to use political vindictiveness to find a case against you.
In the meantime, all political players and the Catholic have pledged to offer solidarity to the Archbishop as he reports for money laundering investigations at DEC offices in Lusaka on Monday. In international news, Gabon's president, Brice Oligui Nguema, started the new year with a major government reshuffle. It's the latest step to the consolidating the political transition underway since Nguema took power in 2023. Hughes Alexandra Barrow Chambira becomes vice president of the republic, while Herman Emengort leaves the Ministry of Interior to take over as vice president of the government. Emengort's promotion is